there's an adage that you can't do theology on an empty stomach. Now, this is different than don't go to the grocery in this state unless you really do want all that ice cream coming home with you. You don't do theology on an empty stomach in fear of empty calories, but in fear rather of empty beliefs. When you're suffering, when you're clawing to survive, when you're just trying to make it, an understanding of God can be hard, even harder. Today is Monday, meaning I'm interested in seeing where the second harvest line backing up from Notre Dame Seminary this morning will end. We do this work like the bagged lunches that St. Rita's School offers each weekday, like the food pantry at the Broadmoor Community Church, because all people have a basic dignity, because we're all called to charity, but also because we need not do theology on an empty stomach. These works can help people stabilize things some, getting them in the door and getting them to even more. Welcome again to John chapter 6 this morning. Amen, amen, I say to you, you're not looking for me because you saw signs, but because you were filled, because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but food that endures for eternal life. The crowd isn't there for a revival. They're there for a second helping of what they ate before. If you remember last week's multiplication of loaves and fish, it gets them in the door, though, and that taste gets them ready for deeper beliefs. Now, many won't take Jesus up on that, as we soon shall see, but Jesus' service to their stomachs does allow him to speak to their souls some. For us, then, our question, what's one simple act of charity God has placed on our hearts today? Be specific, be simple, but concrete. Maybe it can be used for God's bigger purposes. Maybe it can serve as a reminder that you can't do theology on an empty stomach.